But first, a package of spending and tax cuts was approved by a pair of legislative panels. This was the first hurdle the $11.8 billion state budget needed to clear, and Democrats so far have failed in their attempt to fully restore money to an account for school districts to use for supplies. GOP leadership is going to have to do some different things. We'll find out the latest on the state budget with Howie Fisher of Capital Media Services. Howie, good morning.
Good morning. Remember, the inmates are running the asylum here.
That doesn't include you, right?
Well, maybe.
Okay. So let's start off with, we had heard some senators, and we know Republican senators who had been opposed initially. Sounds like Heather Carter has still dug her heels in. What about folks like J.D. Mesnard, Paul Boyer?
Well, you've got a couple of different problems there. For J.D. Mesnard, he said that he's in favor of the idea of providing tax offsets for to make up for the fact that we're going to be getting more money in income taxes due to federal conformity and due to the fact we're going to be taxing online sales. But he doesn't like the structure. He said that some of the people will still end up paying more money, so he wants a whole different structure in there and claims he won't vote for the budget without it. Heather Carter has some issues there in terms of things she wants. Plus, she's also tied to Paul Boyer in the issue that both of them want to vote on a bill to give those who were victims of childhood sex abuse more time to file. Right now, you have to file by age 20 or you're time barred. You can't file any sort of civil lawsuits. There was some language being worked out late last night to extend that to 35, plus a window for people who are already older. There's a lot of negotiations going on that. So you need to look at their votes. They did manage to pick off one vote with Michelle Ugenti-Reda. She had objected to the fact that the plan called for phasing out that $32 vehicle registration fee over 5 years. She said that would be over her cold, dead body. So she got them to agree to do it in 2 years. So they're trying to line up 17 Republicans. At least they need 16 of them out of the 17 for a budget in the Senate. They're not quite there yet.
So it's let's make a deal time at the Capitol, Howie.
Exactly.
Right. Where did the Democrats factor into this, or do they at all at this point?
At the moment, they don't factor into it at all. I mean, they are very clearly very critical of some of what the money is being spent on and what is not being spent more specifically. The question of now that we've got a lot of extra money, why aren't we restoring full aid to schools, which was cut, as recently as 2015 by Governor Ducey. Why are we putting more money into the homeless? But there's also something in the budget that they don't want, which got shoved through late last night in the Appropriations Committee, which is to provide $2.5 million a year for the next 3 years for referrals for programs for pregnant women. Now, that may sound fine, but there's a little caveat on that. It would be a referral to essentially one of these crisis pregnancy centers. And these are folks who were told they're not going to promote abortion. They're not going to refer anybody for an abortion. And if you're interested in abortion, we're not going to help you at all. And the Democrats are saying, well, wait a second. Why isn't this supported with charity money? And the Republicans are saying, well, we're trying to save lives here, and we consider unborn children to be lives we need to save.
Well, Howie, jumping from that, let's go back to the political aspect of this, because Governor Ducey in his State of the State talked about bipartisanship. It looked like a leader like Charlene Fernandez might get a little bit more traction in getting some conversations when it comes to this. I want to come back to the Ugenti-Reda thing. So we've got phasing it out over 2 years, phasing out the VLT over 2 years as opposed to five. Is there no middle ground on this? I guess that's what throws us off, those of us who are not at the Capitol. Why was it not then, okay, we'll go back to what initially could have been, which was about half of that. Why, to get one vote for this budget and not get any Democratic votes, do you eliminate it entirely?
I think part of the question is something that we've talked about earlier this week. What's the price for Democratic votes? They have a laundry list of things that they want. They say, look, we're willing to put more money into the rainy day fund. We understand that. But to the extent that we're going ahead and they see it as a tax cut versus Ben Thoma, who sees it simply as a balancing act, they say, we've got immediate needs. Why would we go ahead and adjust the tax structure to the point we're going to be taking a couple of $100 million a year out of the flow? And particularly the idea that we're doing it permanently, since we don't really know what the effect of some of these changes are. I don't know that there are any Democrats willing to go along with that. I think that their feeling is, you want our votes, then we need to actually fund some of our priorities. And so far, there have been a few things that the Democrats have wanted, the funding of the Kids Care Program to provide health care to the children of the working poor. But as a whole, Many of the Democrat priorities are just not in the budget.
Howie, I have to ask one more question about the teachers and Red for Ed. I mean, this was such a huge part of what happened last session, and teachers have said all along this time around they are not happy with what's in this current edition of the budget. Are they not a factor in this either? Is that not going to change?
Well, you know, part of the reason I think lawmakers would like to get out of here this week is they're afraid that next week when all the teachers are out of work, they're going to descend on the Capitol en masse. And you're going to see, you know, shots on the TV of, you know, 10,000 teachers or 50,000 teachers as was last year at the Capitol. And that's a lot of political pressure. The teachers have been, you know, like the Democrats, you know, we don't need your votes at the moment. And in fact, as you're going to be talking about, I know later, there's a bill that some teachers say is attacking them, which has to do with penalizing either them or the school district for what people might see as political conduct. So the teachers have had really no traction down here.
Howie, very briefly, you told us earlier this week that you are planning to be available till July 15th. Now, are you going to change that tune at all? Any chance this actually gets done sooner?
Well, the leadership is in a race to get out of here by late tomorrow, maybe early Saturday morning. It's a Memorial Day weekend. A lot of it comes down to some of the hurdles that remain. You know, there's a vaping bill that remains. There's Paul Boyer's bill on sex abuse. And then there's this funny little thing where suddenly they'd like to increase the per diem allowance for out-of-county lawmakers from $60 a day to $180 a day. And that is suddenly emerging as a last-minute bill. My guess is this will be the one thing that you might find actual bipartisan cooperation on down here.
Wow. Howie Fisher of Capital Media Services, our man at the Capitol. Howie, thanks as always.
Glad to be here.